Can we not speak up? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, School of the Master, and lots of other good activities here on the campus of the university. With the Absolute Philosopher, with our topic today, can we not speak up? So many times we are confronted with statements, and we just let the statements go whizzing by without standing up and taking a position. We let them go whizzing by, and we participate in a conversation which almost says, hey, I endorse that. I endorse what you're saying. And we cannot do that. Because if we endorse a statement saying that there are problems that need to be solved, we need to get together. Now, we talked with a lady on the phone today. And this lady on the phone today was saying, shall I tell you about what concerns me or not? Shall I work it out myself or shall I tell you? And I said, well, I am your teacher, I am your minister, I am your counselor, and I am here for any of you who ever want to call, and that's just fine. Now, let's hear what she had to say. And what she had to say was that some friends of hers were unhappy, and she didn't want to make them unhappy. And she didn't know what to do about it. She didn't know what to do to bring peace on earth. Now, she didn't say to bring peace on earth. But now, if she had said to bring peace on earth, then what would have come up? Cuck!
Then now there is peace
on earth. There now is peace on earth. There now is peace on earth. You see, if we, you say, Herc, why do you want us to memorize these little phrases that you give us? Why? Because they're little phrases that will click into your mind. The minute you see conflict, you say, there now is peace on earth. The minute you see anyone upset who can't get along with each other, then now is peace on earth. None of my business. I don't enter into the foray. I don't enter into the reasons why there isn't an understanding there. But I say there now is peace on earth, and I put that cause in motion. I put that condition in motion. And what does it mean when I put the cause in motion? I reveal that which already exists. I reveal that which already exists. When I put the cause in motion, I reveal that which already exists. Now, you see, it's a simple little phrase, but it helps us to keep our balance whenever we are faced with a situation when we cannot speak up. Now, should you speak up and say, oh, you are all a bunch of dumbheads, you know, get your act together? Well, for us to see them as dumbheads that need to get their act together means we really are brilliant dumbheads who need to get our act together, because we couldn't see it if we were not that way. So watch it, you know. Don't call people lesbians and homosexuals and heterosexuals and stuff like that unless you want that label for yourself. Because it takes one to know one, as the saying goes. You know, it takes a happy person to know another happy person. It takes a wealthy person to know, yeah, sure, you know, it's the good stuff too. You know. And not that the other was bad, but it's the complimentary things too. It takes a happy person to know another happy person. Now, can we not speak up when we hear someone saying, oh, these people are certainly digging a grave for themselves with this attitude that they got? And you say, oh, are they finding any worms? You know, they can really sell them because it's fishing season coming up. Oh, Herc, don't talk so silly. Well, no, I'm not talking silly. They're digging a hole, and I just gave a story about a little boy who went fishing, and he used his worm, and he didn't catch any fish, but he caught some neat ideas. Now, what about you? What about you? Can you speak up? Can you not speak up when something comes into your attention? If something comes to your attention that says, there may be a misunderstanding here. We don't allow that. All is in divine order. Now, we don't say there is no misunderstanding here. We just say all is in divine order. And now, if this is the tough part, if you think all is in divine order because it's not in divine order, you've got not in divine order. You've got the condition of not being in divine order. And that's hard. That's hard. Now, can we not speak up? How do we speak up? All right? Same. Sylvia here. She is born an idiot. Born an absolute idiot. Sylvia does not know there is a problem on earth. I mean, you know, that's really terrible. Sylvia was born unaware that the world had struggles from time to time, unaware that there are some people in the world who are not nice. She didn't know that. Did you know that, Ingeborg? She didn't know that there were some people on earth who were not very nice. She didn't know that. And so then, some people who are not very nice happened to float by. Of course, being who she is, they wouldn't float by, would they? But they floated by. And so she looked over there and she saw a little vibration that was a little bit, a little different. Irritating. Hmm?
Different.
Thank you. That's a better way. A little different vibration than her own. How about that? And so she immediately puts her own vibration into force. And what did her own vibration say?
Peace.
Her own vibration says, all is in divine order. Peace. 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 Now, she didn't say how the peace was to be made. Sylvia is too stupid to know how peace is to be made. I mean, she's really an absolutely ignorant woman. She doesn't know anything about hate. She doesn't know anything about lack. She doesn't know anything about illness. She doesn't know anything about problems on the world. She is totally bereft of any of that information. Now, isn't that a sad thing? Isn't that a sad thing? Now, how did she get that way, Ingeborg?
Loving herself, being in peace with herself.
That comes from that, but she never started that way. She started out from the get-go with being an idiot. She was so stupid, she didn't know there are problems on earth. Now, do you call that stupid?
Ignorant.
That's the same thing. No, I would call that blessed.
Yeah.
She is so blessed not to know there are problems on earth. Now, my sister is a nice lady. In fact, she's a very wise lady sometimes. Sometimes she is a very wise lady. Very, very wise. And she brought to my attention her grandson. And her grandson, from the day he was born, had a smile on his face. And her grandson, from the day he was born, was always doing happy things. And now he's a few years old, and he's running around doing happy things. He is making everybody happy. Wherever there is somebody who is unhappy, he goes there with a big smile on his face, and he makes them feel just 10 feet tall. He doesn't know what to do. He's never been trained in that. But that's what he's born as. He's born as a happy guy. And my sister, can you imagine this? My sister tells me all about this guy, and she says, he was just like me. He was just like you, Herbie, when you were born. He's just such a happy, easy, well-liked person, and not always using good judgment, but, you know, in her point of view, you know, her point of view is that he shouldn't do this and shouldn't do that. But the thing is, she sees nothing wrong with that. I saw nothing wrong with it. I saw nothing wrong with doing the things I did, and they always turned out all right. Sometimes people wondered what was going to come be the outcome, but they always turned out all right. But you see, isn't that lovely?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was born that way, happily, and I stayed that way. And my sister can still see it. She's 82 years old this year, and she can still see that I was born that way. Now, isn't that a compliment?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a compliment? How many people stay beautiful all their life? You know, everybody, of course. But the thing is, how many sisters can see this in their brothers? They like their brother because it's their brother, you know. But they see the good and the bad. And she's always seeing the good. Now, isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wonderful that now she even sees it in my grandnephew, if you want to call him that? Yeah, my nephew, my grandnephew, the son of my niece. and my niece's kid, you know, and they're wonderful, aren't they? They're wonderful. But you see, what happens here? When you live according to your original, I like to say ignorance as a compliment, according to your original ignorance, unaware that the world has problems, unaware that the world is hung up on anything, and can speak up at all times in a positive, wonderful way. I can just not help to speak up. I'm always sticking my nose into people's business and saying, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious. I don't tell them how to solve their problems. If I told them how to solve their problems, then I would recognize they had a problem to solve. But I just tell them, you're wonderful, you're fantastic. And I went to spend 2 weeks with a lady in Switzerland who was going through a healing need. And I sat with her for 2 solid weeks, 6 hours a day and longer, telling her that she's wonderful, she's beautiful, she's fantastic, she's glorious, she's whole and perfect, she's fantastic. And as I talked to her, she just floated off the bed, you know. She just felt wonderful, she felt fantastic. I did not speak, I did not look at any appearances, I didn't look or see anything that was negative. She's a fantastic lady, and she still is a fantastic lady. And she'll always be a fantastic lady. As long as I've known her, she's been a fantastic lady. And that's many, many years. And I know that this is all that I am able to perceive in her. Now, why did she want me to come at her bedside for 2 weeks and make these affirmations with her and not feel sorry for her and not look at any appearances? Why? Because she wanted to reaffirm the truth about herself. You see, can we not speak up? Can we not speak up and say, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're marvelous? Because that's what I am. Oh, Herb, yeah, get upset about it. If you get upset about it, that just means that you wish you had it. Start claiming it. Start being it. I see you as having it. I don't see you with problems. I don't see you with any hang-ups at all. Not at all. And the sooner you start claiming them, the better. Now, Ingeborg, she came to me one night, and she says, Herb, she says, I feel wonderful. And I said, Ingeborg, you look wonderful. She says, my leg is perfect. I don't even think I need that operation. And I said, Ingeborg, you follow your heart. And you are perfect. And you don't need the operation, but if you feel that you want it for whatever reason, go for it. But you don't need it ever because you're whole and perfect. I don't see you any other way. And then she says, well, I think it's best that I have it. And I said, well, then go for it. But go for it with love. Just know you're going to go in there and zippity-doo and zippity-doo, in and out like a yo-yo, and perfect, remember? And what did you do? You went in, zippity-doo, zippity-doo, just like Sylvia here. When she went in for her operation, zip, zip. On the way out, the nurses said to her, hey, what is this? You're in and out, and you're the same beautiful, dynamic, fantastic lady that went in there with the same attitude, the happy heart. Didn't they do the operation? Well, sure, of course, it's done. I'm perfect, you know. Wow. You see, it's us. It's us. Can we not speak up and say we're whole and perfect, and say it. Even though we might have an appearance, even though we might have a situation where we might allow an operation, and that's okay. Do it. It doesn't take away from anything. You still have your original purity and integrity. And, hey, I visualize, I'm going to say a body, I visualize a body that it had their appendix out and their this and out and, you know, things out. And at the moment that A body thinks of itself as its original purity and integrity, that it has a spiritual healing, remembering nothing of the past. The body itself represents the wholeness, the fullness, the purity that it is. That's quite easily done. But it needs to be definite. It needs to be very definite. Can we not speak up? Can you speak up? Can you claim the truth about yourself? Can you know the truth about yourself? Are you willing to do it? If you're willing to do it, expect that miracle. No, No. Tell me better.
It's done. No miracle.
You might call it a miracle, but you can't call it a miracle. Why can't you call it a miracle? Because you don't even know it was done. It is like it had never happened. And this spiritual healing, I would bequeath, I would give, what is the will? The will bequest, bequeath.
Decree.
Decree. I would give to all of you that you have that spiritual healing right now, and that right now you are your original purity and integrity expressing in every single cell of your body. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It is done. Right, Rex? Rex looked up on that one too. He says, I like that too. He said, I'm ready for that. Okay, my friends.
Thank you.
Yes, we can speak up. And we can speak up and we can know that it is done now because it never happened. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.